This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We leave here tonight being able to defend what we've done and being able to explain to the people of Louisiana that we did what we were asked here to do.
So said House Speaker Taylor Barra, though Senate President John Alario disagreed.
I want to apologize to you for what happened here tonight. That's not the way to conduct the people's business.
Governor John Bel Edwards was inclined to agree with Alario.
It was a disaster declaration in 16 parishes and somewhat of a disaster here today as well.
When the special session ended, no one was totally sure what had been accomplished, though, as Senate Finance Chairman Eric LaFleur made clear, it wasn't nearly enough.
It's hard for us to get a real fix on what the shortfall will be, but we estimate that the shortfall is approximately $30 million for 15-16 and about $800 million for 16-17.
What is known is that several parts of the revenue-raising measures don't hang around long enough to be considered recurring revenue, since they only last till June 30th.
It doesn't even meet the definition of recurring revenue under our own rules.
The governor said that's part of what has made the last 3.5 weeks so difficult.
It's hard to work well with a group that doesn't want to follow its own rules.
One thing is for certain, there will be fallout from what was and wasn't done in the special session within the legislature itself.
We're going to have some serious conversations with the other body on how this is supposed to be conducted and the people's business is supposed to be conducted.
And for Louisiana's fiscal future.
I have to imagine that when Moody's takes a look at what happened here, they're not going to be impressed.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.